Well, hi and good day everyone. McCaughan here, Mac, and it's February 3rd, 2012. And this boo has absolutely nothing to do with the current project or scheme that's running just now for boos throughout February. No, this is actually a response to basically a series of boos that was I've been listening to over the past couple of weeks from Nick Holloway Vox, who I've gotten to know and become quite friendly with. Never met him, but along with some of the other people that I've become friends with and never met, Nick has influenced me in basically how to listen to people and how he listens to people. And so this one, this boo is actually a response, as I said, to a series of boos that Nick made probably a little while ago, and it's almost to me like diaries, and it was a series that ran on his life and exploits in Anglesey in Australia, and what happened there and how I take out of it how he met himself again. And you know, it's Nick puts things over in such a manner that you can't, well, I can't take it all in one go. So I've now listened to that series of diaries about three times, and I just, when I go out for a walk, I listen to other people's boos, but I tend to just put these diaries in the sequence they came in. I'm not even sure I've got them all. And I just play them through as I'm out walking, and try and pick out things that I missed the first time round or the second time round. So anyway, third time round, and it's so enjoyable to listen to Nick basically pouring out his heart and his tales and his stories, and the exploits that he came across, and the traumas and the hardships that he went through, both probably physically and certainly mentally. So I don't want to make this into a kind of like a dirge, you know, as a sad thing. It's not. It's just so intriguing and so enjoyable to listen to the way he says things, and you can feel when he says things what the intent behind them is. And very few people put that kind of effort into their boos, or even if it's not a boo, the general feelings as they try to explain things to people. Certainly Nick, to me, does this in a manner that I've found totally intriguing and enjoyable, as I said. So I don't know that I can say much more about it, apart from the fact that I would like others to possibly, if they get the chance, to listen to these and try to listen in the sequence that they're made, and maybe see just what Nick is putting across here. To me, it's a book, certainly a book or a part of a book, and I'm not quite sure what position the book, these diaries are in, whether the start, middle or the end. Doesn't really matter. If I listen to something three times, believe me, I'm a shortcut taker. So when I listen to a book, well, I don't read books, to be honest with you. You know, I've never been a book reader. Factual, yeah, I'll read magazines until I read the print off them, front to back to front, whatever. Anything to do with factual stuff, but not stories and tales. I tend to read the first chapter and I thought, okay, I've got a basic idea, now jump straight to the end, find the end and then forget about the rest of the book. That's how I deal with books and stories. But because I've now listened to these series of diaries from that three times around, I think it says something about just the content that's there. Oh, maybe I'm just maturing. My age, just maturing and begin to absorb things that I couldn't absorb before. I still can't pick a book up, by the way, but this is different. This is somebody talking, somebody speaking their life to you, and it's been thoroughly enjoyable. So I have to thank Nick for putting these up. Apart from the enjoyment I've got from him, for someone to put so much feeling into something and to put it up there for the world to listen to. Totally different, and I have to say that I look forward to everything that Nick puts up. You always expect to have that fulfillment by the end of his boo, whether it's a minute or 20 minutes. Not a lot else I can say, but just to hopefully draw people's attentions to the Cairney's ways, and also his thoughtfulness behind what he put up. He must have had to think long and hard before constructing these and putting them up for the rest of us to listen to and to enjoy. And I say enjoy, and I mean enjoy thoroughly. And I'm quite sure that within the next two or three days I'll be running these diaries through my ears once again and picking out some more stuff. So thanks, Nick. Thanks once again. And I think that'll be it for today on this one anyway.